Blackstone presents Queen of the Black by A.J. Super. This book is read by Amy Landon. Dedicated to Family. Chapter 1. Nick strode down the corridor towards the command deck of the Koku 2. Shadows bounced on the walls and boots pounded all around her. The inevitable overload due to the fire in the passage made the lights flash, and everything smelled of ozone. If someone was paying attention to the flame engulfed decks, she would never have guessed it. The fire licked the sides of the hull, smoke pouring from the seamless panels as they bubbled and melted away. Panels from the ceiling fell, and cables came loose, sparking blue above her. She would kill the murderer James Boucher if it was the last thing she did. And the only way to do that was to confront the ex-Queensman on the bridge of the ship Boucher and her cohorts had absconded with. Nick slapped the door pad. It glowed red. Locked. She grimaced, a sense of deja vu passing over her. This could have been the start of her journey with Erebus. She had physically rewired the locked panel in the Thanatos many months ago during her search for the Star of Erebus. She couldn't believe how short a time ago it was when she had thought the star would be world-killing tech instead of an all-pervasive AI. Ever since Erebus had allowed herself to be infected by Nyx's blood, then taken over so many ships with the power to absorb and control technology, it had been so easy to bypass the physical rewiring of any doors for Nyx. Erebus herself had activated the AI in Nyx's blood during an accident on the Thanatos, which had been commandeered from Matthews. That was after Amalgam had taken the opening to stage a fake mutiny against Nyx's father on the Medusa. Kai, her ex-fiancé, had commanded the Thanatos for a very brief time, after her father's ship was lost. And once her father had died, Nyx had never looked back. She took the path of strength, turning herself into the central idol of a cult, liberating prisoners from an asteroid mine and raising an army. But she hated some of the choices she had made. To upload Yoon's consciousness. To have to take over Erebus's emerald code, whirling through the Koku 2's technology, and tech all over the universe. Whenever Nyx manipulated her sibling star's code, she inhabited Erebus. It meant taking over a part of her sister, the only one of her seven siblings who showed her any support. But Nyx would do it, if she must. She had to reach Boucher on the command deck. The rogue Queensman's recent attempts at a coup, attacking Navy supply lines, was a nuisance. She made it easy for Nyx to find her through Erebus's code.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?